I have an outline with me. An outline.
Do you have?
Yes, I have it here. Of the ideas. Perhaps I could read it, some portion to you.
Yes.
This is a simple outline here. Theme. The theme of this exhibit is, what is life and what is the purpose of life? So it is in four sections. The first section it deals with, it's an introduction, and it deals with the basic topics: what I am and who I am. And then we go to explain what is the embodied soul. First, we show the process of creation, how the world is created. I'm just giving a very simple outline now. There's more notes on this. Then we show how the spirit soul enters the creation by Mahavishnu. And then we show how the soul evolves up to human form of life through all the different species. Then in the third portion, we deal with the human form of life. And there's five different points. First, the place of the human form in the evolutionary cycle. And number two, human form of life as a turning point. Then three, human life is meant for self-realization, not sense gratification. Then four, not executing the mission of human life is the source of all problems. And five, establishment and maintenance of Dharma by the avatars and the disciplic succession. And the last movement is entitled The Perfection of Life. The last portion of the exhibition is called The Perfection of Life. And it is comprised of two parts. The first part is because it describes the process of self-realization. And the second part is called the transcendence into the spiritual world, with emphasis on the reality of transcendental variegatedness and personality. That means we're actually going to try to give the viewer an experience of becoming purified. His senses are gradually becoming purified through the process of self-realization. And then we take him through the different spiritual realizations. And then the last part is Vrindavan Leela of Krishna, to show that the Lord is a perfect person, and that everyone has a place in his personal service in a spiritual world. So that's the simple outline. And I have another portion here. which deals a little more elaborately. I'll just read some of the things to you. So we call the introduction to the exhibition, we call it the overture. And in this introduction, there are several points. The first point is that we are not made up of material. We're showing what is the body. So we're showing that the body is made up of different elements. And there's a film that shows how the man is made up of different component parts. We're showing that different organs are just like different machines and mechanical systems. And that life and consciousness, or life is consciousness, and that consciousness is different from and did not come from matter. So we're showing that the heart is like a pump, and lungs are like bellows, and the eyes are like cameras, and the ears like tape recorders, and the brain is like a computer, and so on. But behind all of these machines, there is the witness, there is the seer, or the soul. So he is different from all these different machines. Then we show, we take everything down to smaller and smaller particles, and we bring everything down to atomic structure. And then we show that there does not seem to be any purpose to this. So what is life? Are we just the life? My life is full of purpose. So where is the life here? Can we be just molecules? Where does life begin? And then we show all the different... On this portion of the exhibit, we are working with Swarup Damodar and the Bhaktivedanta Institute to make a scientific presentation. This will involve films and dolls and other special effects to show how ridiculous is the idea of material evolution, so-called evolution of matter into consciousness. So Swarup Damodar has his own presentation that we're going to use here, that we've seen some of it during the conference. Then the second exhibit will perhaps be a whole group of scientists. And these scientists are sitting in one room, but they're all from different ages. And each one of them, in turn, expresses that they're having so many doubts. This we will take directly from their own quotations, from different biographies. And we will show that the scientists are very confused about the origin of life, that they cannot actually explain anything, and they are saying this in their own words. Many scientists have said things like this. Darwin, Einstein, we have a list of 8 here, then we can use their quotes. And they express bafflement, ignorance, and failure to understand life or explain the universe. Then we show how we put man back together out of chemicals, so-called. We're going back to the original man, which we have analyzed one man, and now we're going back from the molecular level, again, back to the man. And then we show how the fetus is developing. We're showing that the life and consciousness is there from the very beginning. And then this film, there's a film that shows this, and then that shifts to the display of the changing body.
My life has begun from water.
Life begins from water? How is that?
That's why the sea, from within the sea, exhibition of life begins, and the form of sea animals or fish or similar, then life develops, evolves. Life, she does not generate life, but in this material world, life begins from water.
So we will show this.
Hine punne puno matralokam. From higher planets, they fall down with water, and then again, like bubbles, begins from water. Then Jalyana Vrakkar, Ravana Vrakkar, then moving animals, and reptiles in this way, birds, bees, then four again. Animals, an uncivilized man, with basic knowledge and God reality. This is the process.
Very wonderful, Shiva. We have this evolution in our second exhibit. We want to show that in the beginning the Lord was there, and that by His energy the universe is created, and all the different elements are evolved by His glance.
Yes, everything is there, except from His energy. His original cause of two energies, material and spiritual. Therefore, His original cause.
In this second part, we're also showing that the Lord, out of His infinite kindness and mercy, has created the material world so that the living entities can be corrected.
Yes. It is done to come to understand.
We also have a diorama here of Isaac Newton showing the model of the universe to his friend. And his friend says, "Oh, such a brilliant thing, such a wonderful model. Who has made this?" And he says, "Nobody. He just appeared here." And he makes his point that if such a small thing has taken so much intelligence and skill, then what to speak of the great universe that we see before us? How could it have come from nothing?
Yes, the ideas are there. If it is properly exhibited, it will be wonderful.
Then we have, we're showing that human and animal, they have the same activity, basically. So, what is the difference between man and animal? So we're showing this diorama. And we also show that actually sometimes animals are superior to man because they sometimes have better senses. The dog can smell better, elephant can eat more, and pigeon can have more sex, etc. So, again, why is man considered superior if animals have better senses? So then, the third point, we are showing that human life means responsibility.
From miles apart, can find out where it is. Karkar.
Vulture. Very strong eyes. Right. So,
strong eye, but looking at that glass.
You were also showing that a human life means responsibility. Even on an ordinary level, we're showing that a man may break a law and he's punished, but a dog is not punished for breaking man's law. He may cross the street in the wrong place. He is not punished by the law, but the man is. Animals are walking without clothes, but if a man goes out in the street without clothes, he's arrested. So we're making a point here that man is held responsible for his actions, whereas animal is not. And then we show, conclusion of this is, therefore, human life has responsibility to engage in the pursuit of knowledge and advancing, not degrading himself. Then, we want to show that misuse of this human form of life, or giving up that responsibility, has created a chaos in the world. The world has become full of madness and fear and pain, and the whole civilization is misguided. We want to show on film, side by side, UN politicians barking in UN and cats and dogs barking in the street.
Explain my books of the top. My heart was a yakchoras.
Gatchahulu.
What's the child's song? Those who have eyes to see, they will see all of them being washed away when we wait from Maya. Guru.
Then we want to make another point, that in spite of so much chaos, there is solution, and that solution is Srimad Bhagavatam. And we show a scene from Srimad Bhagavatam on the bank of Jamuna. Parikshit Maharaj is there, and so many sages. And he's inquiring from Sukadev Goswami. And Sukadev Goswami begins to instruct him. And he explains the whole process of how the living entity has come under the control of Maya, and how he can become extricated. This is a theatrical piece. there'll be some animation.
Second chapter. Find out the verses. Jang Prabhupada.
Giriraj has got to get the book. There will be some dioramas of different avatars. Krishna, Buddha, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing how they have come to protect the Dharma, to re-establish the Dharma. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna on a battlefield.
Giriraj,
he's here.
Yes.
On this side.
The verse, Jang Prabhupada. Second chapter. When Vasudeva is falling, Sukadeva goes up.
Yam pravrajantam anupetam apekta krityam dvaipayano viraha katara ajuba vaha putreti tanmayataya taravo binedus tam sarva bhuta hridayam munim anatosmi. Translation. Srila Suta Goswami said, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that great sage, Sukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyas, leaving home without undergoing the sacred thread ceremony, his father, Vyasadeva, cried out to him, 'Oh, my son, indeed, only the trees echoed in response to the bereaved father.'"
Next one.
Yas fanu bhavam akila shuti saramekam adhyatma deepam atiti shratam tamondam samsarinam karunayata purana guyam.
Samsarinam karunaya.
Samsarinam karunayaha purana guyam. Tam vyasa sunum upayami gurum muninam. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who, out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this Purana, supplement to the Vedas, the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience.
What is it?
Narayanam namaskritya naram chayeva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayana, unto Nara Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Munaya sadhu prishtoham bhavadbir loka mangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you.
These things can be easy.
These things can be
easy. That's all right. So you have made the outline first class. Now, if it is carefully done, at least in Western country, it will be very, very wonderful.
We are just trying to fulfill your desires, Srila Prabhupada.
Great Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada? Long time ago, you wanted an exhibit in London. It seemed very important to you.
Yes, London. Very good place. Many visitors come.
We have been considering, where is the best place for this next big exhibit?
London.
That would be better than Washington?
No, Washington is not. London, there are many hundreds of tourists daily now.
Right now there's a place available, a lot, one block from Madame Tussauds in London. He thought that to be in the same area might be a good thing. Because so many people are coming to that place.
Yes, in the center of the city.
There's a big lot available. It's one block away. I think you lived on that corner at one time. Just across from Madame Tussauds.
I live.
When you first went to London, didn't you stay for some time there? Just in that area?
Yes, yes.
Just around the corner from there, there's one place available.
That is occupied.
No, it's vacant, completely vacant.
Huh?
There's no longer a building on this place.
That's a nice. Give me a call.